Hello.
Hello, Judith. It's Philip Avery again. Hi. So I have found a step-by-step guide on how to. So from what I've been reading through of your email is your emails from your actual, like your Judith one is on what's known as a CSS block list. So there's steps we can take in order to actually get it removed.
Okay. And how come so you're not concerned about the two different IP addresses?
No, I'm not concerned about it. One is the internal IP address of what we see in the one, and the other one's the public one, which every website's going to see. So we're not worried about that
Should
part.
I write these down?
So those IP addresses are going to actually be public. So I'm looking at all the technical information. It looks like there's multiple websites that are using very similar IP addresses. So you don't need to worry about that.
So I don't need to worry about that. So you're going to take me through a step-by-step thing.
Correct.
Oh, I'm so happy. Okay. So, where would you like me to go?
So I need you to go to this web address. So you need
Hold
to
on a
go
minute.
to so as soon as you're
Got it?
you so you need
I'm
to
ready.
go you need to go to check CHECK dot spam house SPAMH dot so
It's
it's
coming up. .org/results question mark query
not results.
equals.
You just need to go to spam house check.spamhouse.org. You don't need anything else. You just need the initial
Okay.
check the check.
Got it.
So it's what it's going to do is it's going to run a block list check for your IP.
Says iPhone 16 Pro.
Are you on your cell phone or are you doing this from your like your
No,
laptop?
no, no. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me go back. I have no idea why. So I just somehow jumped to a different. Okay, let me do it again. Check.
Spam house.
Spam. House. Dot. Org. And that's it.
That's it.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm there.
All right. So search for a single IP, which yours is 204.11.163.0.0.0.
I'm going to read it back. 204.11.163.1.
Correct. And click lookup.
Okay. Please don't be alarmed. It's the same thing, that first page that I sent you.
So what I want you to do is click on Show Details.
How about more info? Why is this IP listed? Technical support, what should be done? Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Remove, oh, how about I have read all the information?
I've read
And
a
next step. Okay. Now I'm on removing, we need your details to process. Your name,
Correct.
Judith Johnson, your email, which email should I put in?
I would put in the
JudithJohnson.com.
let me see, please. We need to deal with this
That's the one
request,
that's
please.
blocked.
I would use your Gmail account just so that you can.
But it's not the Gmail that's blocked. The one that they're blocking is the
So
Judith Johnson.
what they're going to do is this is an email so that you can actually have communications with them. So I would use your Gmail account and specify that your website email address, your judithjohnson.com website email address is on their block list. And the only
Hold
thing
on a
you
minute. Let me get caught up. I'm not to the point where I can write them. I'm still trying to confirm the email at gmail.com. Select removal type, immediate removal, open a ticket.
I would request immediate removal.
Where possible, automatic removal is available for users. But that's all that's here. So I'm asking them to remove my Gmail from their block list.
No, you're not. So let's see. Yeah, to petition the IP address for removal, spam has blocked, fill out the form and provide and click.
It says you will receive an email to verify your address. Remember to check your junk folder. Once you have confirmed your email address, we can begin reviewing your delisting request.
Okay, so you may be required to use your Judith Johnson email. Your Judith at judithjohnson.com. Because all this information is going through Judith Johnson. But essentially, it's this process because it's from what I've been reading, it's everything is being blocked by Spam House themselves, not on our end, not on, you know, your web hosting site, not through Apple. It's literally these guys are the ones that are blocking your emails.
Right. So now it says, thank you for submitting your details. Now please go check your email and verify your email address. So I got the email from them with a case number. Mm-hmm. The email address, judith@judithjohnson.com, has submitted a request for removal of the web address, the IP, from the Spam House list. This request was received at yada, yada, yada. If this was you, please verify your email address by clicking the following link.
So go ahead and click that link.
It wasn't it. Remove successful. Your removal request has been processed. Please allow 30 minutes for servers around the world to update your data. Please note that the domain will be relisted if malicious activity is detected in the future.
So for right now, it's going to be okay. As it says, it can take up to 30 minutes. It's saying in 30 minutes, it can take up to 24 hours for it to fully process. This is according to the little guide I've found. But for everything else, if you are having any additional issues, you can let them know that saying, hey, this is my IP address. I don't know why it's doing this. Because looking through all of this, it's saying that it's being accessed. Let's see. The most recent connection was on. So mailbfancyfoodfinder.com. Local network. For some odd reason, it's your IP is being used.
There was one other thing that came to mind, but this was after that. Hold on a second. I'm thinking of all junk. In my junk mail,
mm-hmm.
if I just can mention this, there was something, Hindustan Times. I have no idea what that is.
You may want to double check, because what may be happening is you may have, your computer may have, if you've opened any kind of emails that you are unfamiliar with, your computer may have been targeted for malicious activity, and that's one of the reasons why it can be coming up. Like, this is saying that your address is having multiple different, what's called a hello or H-E-L-O values coming back saying this web address has been trying to send out information, everything. So you may have your email server through mm-hmm. Your web hosting may have been accidentally targeted. Not by you, may have been someone else, but they may have been targeted as a, it's just like they may have been targeted by some kind of malicious activity. They would usually they run checks for stuff like that, but I would email them back and provide them with this exact same information that you've provided with me, saying that you've done every step possible. Your service IP has your ISP, your internet service provider, has done everything possible to help clarify this issue. They've even helped you walk through the guides of going through where the detection block list that was preventing you prior so that you can send these emails out again. But if you get blocked again, I would contact, you said it was what, WebGator is your host?
HostGator.
Yeah, HostGator. I would contact them and let them know saying, my emails are being blocked again. I follow the steps and everything to have it delisted prior. And I'm getting this next email and here's all the data information of saying this is being blocked. So because it looks like it was accessed on September 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. At various hours. So it's the UTC is a universal time code essentially, and that's going to be like Greenwich Mean Time is when it was accessed.
So the thing that I mentioned to you, this Hindustan, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
I had about four or let me see, they'd be in trash now. I disconnected from them, unsubscribed or something,
mm-hmm.
and I have not got anything further from them. The last one was 9:16 at 3:20 p.m. Is that a timestamp that's in there?
No, that is not a timestamp that's in here. So this is going to be something that is like trying to send mail out from your IP address.
Okay.
So these may have actually been your ones, but it's coming back as weird, you know, domain names, which is crazy that it would be doing that.
Okay. So you think it might be something malicious thing that happened on my computer?
Either on your computer or on your web hosting's side.
Okay.
You should be good to go at this time, Judith.
Phil, adjust your halo.
Oh, it's always cocked. It's always off to the side.
Seriously, thank you so much, because I have just been beyond, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, when you just don't know what else to do and
mm-hmm.
you just pray that some kind person will help you. And you are that for me today. And I really thank you.
You're quite welcome, Judith. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Take good care of yourself, because you're precious.
Yeah, I will do so. Thank you for calling us here at Earthstop Fiber. And if you do have another issue, give us a call back, and I'll be able to help you walk through the next steps.
All right. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Judith.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.